We hear a lot about how millennials, adults in their 20s and 30s, are changing everything. The workplace, the travel industry, listening to music. Well, now, add to that list, grocery shopping. The Wall Street Journal reports that many traditional grocers are struggling because young adults are visiting supermarkets less often than their parents. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what's happening here? Where are people buying their food?
Well, those who are eating at home, those who are buying groceries and making a meal, $1 in $4 are spent at Walmart. If you combine sales at Kroger, Costco, and Safeway, that's another 25%. So very quickly, we've now covered half of all groceries. This is a pretty concentrated market. But for young people who live in cities, it's a rather different portfolio of options. They're shopping at places like Whole Foods. Sometimes they're using things like Peapod, Instacart to essentially order groceries online and have it delivered to them at their homes or at their apartments. And then sometimes what they're doing is forgoing groceries entirely and just going out for dinner, going to restaurants, or increasingly in some of these denser cities when you have a cluster of restaurants and these young people want to stay home, they'll order food on Seamless. And so the food will be cooked somewhere else and then it will be delivered to their door through this app. So I think that what you're seeing is that, yes, groceries still account for the majority of food spending. But restaurants account for more and more of that spending.
And you say this is not just millennials because you looked at how Gen Xers and senior citizens are spending money on food. What did you find?
Yeah, I was really interested because I had read a lot of reports that essentially said that millennials exclusively and millennials particularly were turning against groceries. So I wanted to look into that. And what I found by pulling up some Bureau of Labor Statistics data, the BLS has a consumer expenditure survey where they essentially track all sorts of spending, including, very importantly for this purpose, food at home, the food you eat at home, and food away, which tends to be restaurants. And what you see is that for young people, 25 to 34, for middle-aged people, 35 to 44, and even for seniors over the age of 65, for all of these groups, restaurant spending has been steadily increasing since the early 1990s. Yes, there was a bit of a dip during the Great Recession, but we've basically ticked right back up to our high in the mid-2000s. So what you're really seeing is not necessarily millennials exclusively leading this trend, but rather restaurants are eating America's food budget.
And by the way, I saw a study that came out the other day that looked at both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump supporters and found that the number one chain restaurant for both was the Olive Garden. So
maybe that fits into this.
Now, how has this impacted grocery stores? Are they closing down?
Yes, some are. There was very recently a New York Times front page story, I think in its Metro section, called Where Did My Supermarket Go? So yes, some supermarkets are closing down. Some grocery stores are having to close because of this structural shift. But another really interesting thing that's happening are the changes inside of supermarkets. There are two parts of a supermarket, what people call the center store, which is the sort of straight rows with processed and packaged food, and then what supermarkets call the fresh perimeter, which is the fresh produce and the cheese and the bakery and the meats that they sell along the side. The fresh perimeter is essentially the fashion-forward part of the supermarket, trying to get fashion-forward customers. And what you're seeing is that there is a greater and greater emphasis on this fresh perimeter. Supermarkets trying to differentiate themselves by getting the newest produce, by getting the most interesting local artisanal produce. So you're having a sort of fashionable fight along this perimeter. And what's interesting about that is that it suggests that this center store, which used to be the core, the beating heart of supermarkets, is now shrinking as these grocery stores are trying to compete on having the freshest stuff.
And then when you look at new food retailers, you see that dollar and convenience stores accounted for the most store openings since 2013, and they probably don't have those fresh perimeters that you're talking about.
Exactly. So this is the very interesting shift, is that for places that people are going to get groceries to put to take home and then to make into more elaborate meals, they are going to grocery stores that are differentiated by this fresh perimeter. But a lot of young shoppers, a lot of families with very little cooking time, a lot of especially lower income families, they are more likely to either go out to restaurants and bars that are right around the corner, maybe bring in some food really quickly, or just just as likely, if not more likely, snag groceries at these convenience stores like CVS or superstores like Walmart. Get something that's really, really fast you can bring home, make into a meal into a few minutes because you just don't have the time. A lot of these families, you know, they might have dual earners and they won't have money to pay for a nanny or someone to look after the kid. Maybe it's a single parent household, so they need to get food that is really, really just put it in the microwave, zap, and then you're done. And for that reason, you see an enormous growth in convenience stores that are essentially taking over from old-fashioned supermarkets, old-fashioned grocery stores for a lot of these consumers.
Very interesting. And we'll link you to Derek's piece about this issue going all the way back to the first supermarket opened in 1930 in Long Island, King Cullen's. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.